Here's a featured clip from one of your favorite Podcast One shows.
But I do remember in the middle of that tour, I swear it's St. Louis. I might be wrong. But you and Kevin come to the car. We're going out to the airport or going to the gig. And we referred to these characters earlier. They become much beloved. And Steven Seagal talking about Arnold, who they're built on. But I think I'm there at the first instant. You and Kevin hatch Hans and Franz. Do you remember that day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kevin had lived in Austria for a while, you know, in his teenage years or something. So he was pretty natural with the accent. And we saw Arnold on TV. And we
on the E-Network, right? No, I think it was the E-Network or something.
And Arnold is the kind of guy, even to this day, and he's recovering and wishing the best. He's just someone who has this very simple, positive life, and he always says it out loud, his agenda. So he was talking about staying in a hotel, and we just loved the rhythm and positivity. We became possessed with him saying, you know, what you do, you get to the hotel, and you go to the stairwell, and you do the repeat stair climbs up and down, and you break a nice light sweat. You take a nice warm shower. You put on the moisturizing of the muscles, and then you put on a nice light white cotton shirt, and you're ready for the evening. And that was poetry to us. So we repeated that for weeks, right, basically.
The whole trip. It just wore me down, not in a bad way. People always say, you must have got sick. No, I loved it. Every time it got to the point where I'd hear the first syllable of light, white, light.
Cotton shirt, and you're ready for the evening. These are the things you do. And when he would call me to do political events, he would always say stuff like, you know, the agenda would just be out in the open. You know, Dan Nagani, I come out there. You could come to the event, and I say hello to the people and all these things. And then I introduce you, and you get the press call, everybody laughing and all these things. And then you bring me back up, and they're ready to hear the message. And then I bring you back up. You say a couple more quips to relax everybody, and they hear the comedy and the politics. You know, of course, okay, I'll go. If you shut up, I'll be there. But I love
sticks.
That about him. I love that about Arnold, and sometimes with some of my brothers, when you're my brother from another mother, but we will say, what would Arnold do? Because we just think of him as like insanely positive, like, you know, not negative.
To hear more, click on the full show link in the Podcast One app or go to podcastone.com.